We are Coleman's all new radio station, Live 95.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman. Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now, it's time for Understanding the Law, a show taking your questions about how the law affects you. A show that is a deep discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office and how the system of law works right here in Coleman County. If you have a question about the law, give us a call here at the Live 95 studio at 256-737-9505. This program is made possible by the support of local Coleman attorney Melvin Hastings. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And no lawyer on this show actually helped write that disclaimer. And now, here's your host for Understanding the Law, Big D, Daryl Metherly.
Welcome back to another edition of Understanding the Law. Tonight on Tuesday, kind of rainy outside, lots of news and events going on. So, Melvin is kind of running late, looks like. So, the unlaw experts, Big D and Danielle, is going to be talking about different things. Probably, you know, let's just talk about the community and things going on.
Let's do that.
You know, I guess the big thing right now going on in Coleman is all the road work that's going on. So, they're putting dividers basically all the way through the city. So you're not going to be able to make any left turns going into the parking deck and other places. So I don't know. I mean, I guess everybody has different opinions about it, but I've seen so many people that is just outraged. And, you know, coming off of, say, 69 and 278 at the Y, you're going to go like maybe a quarter mile, half mile, and it goes into like a two lane. And people are going crazy about that. What's your thoughts about that, Danielle?
I kick around Coleman all day, so listen, it's annoying. It's very annoying. I cannot do a U-turn, and I'm quite the U-turn girl. Going in the parking deck, that was totally frustrating.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to pop down the red light over there by, what is it, Coleman Locksmith or something, and make a U-E, I guess.
Yeah, and Melvin's office is one block over, so... Like, I was going to his office yesterday, and I had to go all the way around the block because I couldn't turn in and do the shortcut thing like I always do. Nope.
But, you know, I don't even know if I seen anything in the news about them wanting to do any road work in the city of Coleman. And all of a sudden, here it is, and it's everywhere. I mean, it's just really...
Well, we just came through a while ago and got blocked off.
Yeah, Coleman High School, they've got cones, so we're going around several blocks to... not hit the cone. I don't even know what they're doing. There's just cones in them there. I didn't see any paint or any lines painted.
I saw new lines painted.
Did you?
Like turning lane right there. I think they've, instead of it being a two-way, they widened it a little bit and made a turning lane, a real turning lane, you know, going to the right.
Okay.
Not one to the left, but one to the right.
To go in front of the high school.
Right.
Because now they've come up with a whole new direction for traffic, and I believe it's for every school in the city. So you're going to go this new route, and that's it. So there's always change coming, and that, you know, and it's been so long, so I guess it's, we've had some major change. But this is change that's going to go on around the schools, and I'm sure it's all a safety issue, I would believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not so sure that the dividers are a safety issue. I think that's a road hazard, especially with me on the road.
So this is what we need to do. We need to take a bet of how many people is going to hit those dividers and or get a flat tire so all the local tire business companies can sell new tires.
Absolutely. Hey, somebody from the tire company in Coleman, I know I'm going after my reps, but like, if you want to advertise with what's happening in Coleman, we might bring you some business from these new dividers.
Now, look, if they just had some little spikes sticking out of them. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Guaranteed tire sales in Coleman.
So I read on the way to the studio, we were, I know I told you that the sheriff's department was blowing my phone up. That little lady was lost, and I think they found her. I think I got a...
Oh, cool. Actually, I never knew that somebody was missing.
I didn't, but I get the sheriff's reports. So anything there's, like, breakouts, I get the sheriff's report. I say it was sheriff's department.
So was she actually missing just today?
Yes, a little bit earlier, and I think she's in her 60s, and... Yeah, I think they located her. They said that they had, someone had viewed her. So whether been found or not, I'm not sure. But
yeah, but yeah.
So what are you doing?
Well, you know, working like a dog as always.
I know
and
you did.
Trying to keep up with some news. I see a crazy man over in North Korea is loading up some missiles. Barking that he's ready to shoot him at America. So we're going to see what's going to transpire over the next 24, 48 hours and see what he actually does. I know he's crazy, but I know he's got common sense, too, to know that if he does something like that, it won't be good for North Korea.
Well, and we were actually talking about on the way here, we have confidence in Trump because we do believe that he's a no-bargaining man.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, when I look at Trump, and I'm not going to say 100%, but I can see a little bit of Ronald Reagan in him. Because when Ronald Reagan took office, immediately Iran let go of all the captives that they had, which was American citizens, had them over there for a good while. The entire time that Jimmy Carter was president, they just told Jimmy Carter, no way, we're not letting these guys go. Ronald Reagan wins the presidency, and within 24 hours they were gone. Because they knew. Hey, this guy's probably crazy, you know, but Ronald Reagan was the type of president that when he spoke, everybody listened because everyone knew in the world, this guy will drop a bomb on you in a second, you know, and for him to kind of shut Gaddafi up and actually send airplanes to his house and bomb his house, you know, the Air Force planes, they were flying probably, you know, 200, 250 feet above ground so they would not be on radar and went to his house and dropped a few bombs and come on back home. So everybody knew what Ronald Reagan was like. So now the question is Trump going to be the same way?
I kind of think my gut instinct tells me he's going to be more aggressive.
I believe
so. That's a bold man, but I do... The way he does business and he conducts our country that way, that's what I think. Yeah. I think it'll be no bargaining.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a, hey, look, I'm serious and this is the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
push the button.
I'm not playing around like former presidents that you've had here in office over the last umpteen years, but yeah, we're gonna protect our folks and I'm just going to take care of business. I mean, I think I spoke last week on the show. Maybe it's on the Big D Radio show where the NASDAQ and all that has went to its all-time high with Trump being president. So we see the economy's actually picking up, the stock market's going up. So things are good for America right now with the things that he's doing. And I know the Democrats probably hate to see it, but that's just the way it is. And probably some of the independents, I don't know. It's not that I'm sitting here bashing anybody. But I'm just stating facts. This is what's going on with him being president.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, and it does worry. We have that worry in the back of our mind, you know, about what could happen, you know. And first and foremost, we've got to trust in the Lord, you know.
Exactly.
He is our ultimate and, you know, that is the way that it is.
So I was in the other room, but I heard you talking politics and had to come jump back on the mic.
Come on, Jay. Come on.
You know, if... the worst thing the Democrats have to complain about is the alleged tampering of the election of the Russians. If that's the most scorching thing they can find, then he must be doing a pretty good job.
He is. I mean, he's doing a great job. But, you know, he's the type of president that's standing up and saying, this is what I'm going to do. You know, and I'm cutting out all these things that's bad that we've done in the past, and we are going to get this nation back on track. And that's exactly what he's been doing. And that's what we need. I mean, this is just insane for us to sit back like we have done for the last so how many years.
I wish I saw some more actual progress. You know, it's kind of like back when Obama allegedly did the American, you know, Reinvestment and Recovery Act, and it's like, well, shouldn't I be seeing more roads paved? Which I know we were just talking about that
yeah, exactly. In Coleman anyway.
Well, and our small businesses here, too, working in the public, I can tell you that our small businesses, every business that does business with what's happening in Coleman, their business has increased here. So with the economy, I agree with Daryl. Trump has brought that to the table. I hope that everyone does recognize that. But my personal opinion is that he is not going to take anything from anybody in any way, and he will be the boldest president that we've ever had.
I believe that.
Oh, I mean, I'm already there with you on that. But now, the first rule that, you know, if I'm going out and I'm opening a political conversation with anybody, the first thing I will say, the government does not directly impact my life on a day-to-day basis, and I still believe that. You know, right. I'm in control of my life,
exactly.
Not the government.
Exactly.
True.
That being said, and I'm in agreement with you, you know, things seem better out there, but the policies that are set up there that are working their way down to small town Coleman, Alabama, that's not all that small anymore. You know, what are we seeing? Gas prices have been really good, but they're creeping right. back up now. What other things have happened that directly impact now? Health insurance comes to mind, and it's still horrible. I mean,
it is.
My rates are ridiculous for, you know, a young whippersnapper like I am.
Right.
But, you know.
A young whippersnapper. I'm sorry, Jay.
But I mean, what else are we looking at besides those two topics that are right. coming down from Washington?
Yeah, you know, but you know, Jay, there's so many other things that's going on in the government that we don't even know about, you know, and I've seen, I'm seeing people talking about, you know, this whole thing with North Korea, and they're asking why this, why. Let me tell you something, there's so much going on within the United States of them watching other countries. Trust me, they know what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
They know exactly what's happening. And Trump knows exactly when to say yes if we're going to go drop something on them.
And, you know, that's one of the things that I dramatically miss, and part of being self-employed and only being able to associate with X number of people. I mean, I wish we had a hidden microphone in the barber shop downtown. I mean, just to pick up on all of the comments that are made. If we could just have a one-hour radio show, it would be like, I'm not to say that your shows are not really awesomely rated, but, you know, just the insider information we get.
The old saying of being the fly on the wall.
Oh, right. Yeah. That would be
awesome. But now, I think that Trump, he's aggressive, but I also think that he's one to sit back and watch, because a good businessman always pays attention to the things that are around him, the cause, the effect. Because every action, there's a reaction.
Exactly. And you know, and so we can say the same thing about people that are rich, okay? So, you know, and as kids growing up and as adults, when you see other people, you're like, oh, yeah, they're rich. Well, do you know why they're rich? Because they know how to spend money and not spend money. They know how to invest. They're smart. They're probably not like the regular folks out here that gets a $5,000 income tax check and blows it within a week. You know, you're a businessman.
They're usually driving a 1983 Lincoln.
Well, probably. I mean, you know, they're probably driving a beater.
I wonder what Roy Drinker gets driven around in.
There's no telling.
Oh, I know him really well. And he, you know, is escorted now. He has to be
taken to
and from wherever he goes. And he was actually at the GOP
yes.
with Daryl and I Friday night before last night. I don't remember.
Which was very interesting. We had Judge Roy Moore there, Mo Brooks, and several other candidates. And
well, let's take a quick break, and then we can dive into that.
Sounds good. This is Big D. You're listening to Understanding the Law. We'll be back in just one moment.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kullman.com today, or visit our website, live95kullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Cullman's Independent Radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Cullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Cullman since 1989, Cullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Cullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Cullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Cullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Cullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit CullmanSportsFit.com.
Welcome back. Live 95 is Cullman's Independent Radio. You're listening to Understanding the Law, a show taking your questions about how the law affects you. A show that is a deep discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office and how the system of law works right here in Cullman County. If you have a question about the law, give us a call here at the Live 95 studio at 256-737-9505. This program is made possible by the support of local Cullman attorney Melvin Hastings. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, once again, here's your host for Understanding the Law, Big D, Daryl Netherly.
I think you forgot that there was a radio show tonight, so.
No, I figured, which I usually go by his office on Tuesdays, and I failed to do so today because it's been a long day. It's been a long last couple of days. Me. But if I know Melvin the way I know him, he's covered up. He's busy doing something, and he just can't get out of it. That's
so,
just the way it is.
So Melvin went last week, last Saturday, down to the beach, and I guess he came back this last Saturday or Sunday, and I know his law practice is just probably unbelievably covered up because he's in the law firm by himself, and evidently he just got a little covered up and didn't tell us. So,
well, I go by there on Tuesday, usually like at 2 o'clock, and it is standing room only. He has two large couches, you know, and a chair, and then he has a little conference room on the front of his office. I'm talking, there are people going in there, and it's just back-to-back appointments, and I'm just like, I don't see how he does it.
I bet they're all falling asleep on the couch, though. Hey, here's some Kool-Aid. Have a seat on the couch, and I'll get back with you here in a little bit. But look, I mean, we're covering a lot of different materials, and as you can tell, we are not covering the law since I don't have my attorney license yet.
But now we will allow people to call in your attorney license.
Is that what they're called anyway? I don't know. Hey, look, if you want to call in at 256-737-9505 and ask a law question, I'm going to be really goofy with you, and I'm not going to answer your question because I don't have the answer. or I'll get Danielle to Google the answer.
Yeah, or I can answer to the best of my ability because, you know, I'm very passionate about law. That's why we created this, and we want people to know about the law.
But just know that the management staff of Live 95.5 does not agree with some of the material that Danielle is going to speak about. Absolutely. And or her answers, so...
I'm pretty spot on, though. I mean, and then when I like run it by Melvin, sometimes he's like, "That's right. Let's look it up." You know, if he forgets or it's something that's laid dormant, he hasn't studied in a while. Let's look it up. But he does, and you know, Blake does that too. Well, all of the attorneys do.
I'm sure
Josh O'Neill does.
Look, there's so much stuff to know. It's just unbelievable. So look, let's just dive into 2 or 3 minutes about the governor race of Alabama. There's so many folks right now that's jumping in. Of course, we've had Stacey Georgian here several weeks ago from ARAB and spoke with him about some of the things that he was wanting to do as governor of Alabama. I think I said there was 2 different pastors out of Birmingham that's going to run for the governorship. I don't know about Kay Ivey. I don't know if she's going to throw her name out there or not. But, I mean, there's going to be a lot of candidates in for the governor of Alabama. So, to me, it's kind of exciting to see how many is in the race and or now how much mudslinging is there going to be. And trust me, I'm sure there's going to be a lot. I mean, that's just natural. You know, I'm going to tell about his grandpa that took whiskey and sold it or something. You know, I mean, they're going to sling some kind of mud on everybody. But
can I ask you why? Okay, so like, and make, I don't know
to,
if it's
to
a
make,
woman
to make them look bad. I mean, that's what they want to do it for.
But when is that candidate going to come to the table of whatever they're running for and represent themselves as just themselves and bring something else that is different than everyone else? Because everyone does that. I want to vote for someone that's different. I want to vote for someone that stands out. I want to vote for someone that's not bashing the other guy. I want to vote for someone that actually is uplifting the other guy.
Well, evidently, you probably need to move to Canada because that's not going to happen in America.
No, but I think
that's not going to happen in Alabama.
And I really do think that I would be good at being a campaign manager. I think I would bring something fresh and new to the table when it come to how people look at things.
Right, I understand what you're saying.
Because I've listened to candidates. You and I were at the GOP the other night, and all I could sit there and think about is this guy. And it's not whether I like him personally or not, because you can't judge whether you like them personally or not, because you don't know them. They're a public image.
Right.
So, but everything that come out of their mouth, there was 2 guys there that was distinctive to me, and I won't call any names, that did not bash their opponent.
Right.
But everyone else that took the podium bashed their opponent.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, Mo Brooks, I'll say it, I don't care. Mo Brooks was throwing mud all over.
I'll let you say it, too.
All over Luther Strange. And, I mean, that was quite comical. I mean, even to hear Judge Rory Moore up there, I mean, he's a good speaker, and I could tell that the crowd really enjoyed some of the things he said, but there was a few things that he said that I could tell that the crowd didn't like.
Absolutely.
At all, and would give no applause. And I'm not going to go into detail what it is, because I don't want to sit here and get 8 million phone calls on the radio show right now about what he said, but... You know, I mean, everybody's going to say something. And, of course, when we talk about mudslinging, I go back to the time when Baxley and Graddick was running for governor of Alabama. And it was a constant mudsling 7 days a week with TV commercials all over the state of Alabama. And everybody got sick of it. And here comes this tall guy named Guy Hunt from Holly Pond, Alabama, and wins the governor's race. And he won it because of the mudslinging between these two other guys. So now I'm not going to say that that's going to happen every time, but it definitely happened that time. So, you know, it's going to be fun just to watch this governor's race.
Well, and I want to hear about your education, and I want to hear about what you're going to do in your office, whatever area that is. I don't want to hear how, you have pulled this out and that out, and you've discovered this and you've discovered that. And all you're doing is exposing the evil that is already existing in the government itself. And a lot of times I believe that it's negativity. It's all negative. And you know me. You know how
it is.
I don't do well with negativity.
Well, I mean, it's a form of negativity, but it's a form of showing the people of the state of Alabama of the corruption that's going on that they don't actually get to see because it's all behind closed doors. So we're having some of these guys that's exposing it, You know, and they want to educate the people of Alabama to say, I'm not going to do this, but I'm going to show you what's going on right now.
But to single out every little thing is wrong, in my opinion. It's just my opinion.
Well, that's your opinion. That's fine.
You know, I mean, if you're running against me, there's something positive that I want to tell the voters about you.
Right.
It's not going to be, I'm going to tear you down of the human being that you are because you're still a human being.
Right.
And we have the freedom of speech. So you're entitled to your opinion and I'm entitled to mine. At the end of the day, that's the way it is.
Well, you know, I've always said that probably, hopefully, before I pass, that I will run for some type of political office.
Let's vote Daryl in for mayor.
But look, my whole thing is, I just don't think that I can mudsling on anybody else because that's not my character. But if they wanted to mudsling on me, I would understand, but I would not do that to them. That's just not who I am, and I would want everyone to know my true character from the very beginning, and if I was lucky enough to actually get elected as a political office. So,
well, you know, in most cases, things come out of the closet, you know, as time goes on. So, you know.
You don't say.
They do. It just falls right out, don't you know? They open the door and voila, there
well,
it is.
Well, yeah. Maybe with our last governor it did, but.
Daryl Nethery. So
wow, and I thought he was a good guy. I really did.
I really did, too. I mean, I agree.
I hate to say, well, I mean, I really liked the guy, and then, wow. Man, I mean, whew. That's about all I can say about that.
But, you know, we're living and we're learning as we grow,
exactly.
As our country grows into hopefully something a little better.
Yep. So, hey, look, school is starting back across the state of Alabama, and I would imagine Coleman starts this week.
Mm-hmm.
All the schools. County schools, too?
County school starts tomorrow.
So, yeah, we've got football coming along. And this is what I've even read here lately. Is they're saying that the month of August is really going to have mild weather, and which is shocking because, you know, August and September is two really hot months going on, so... But, hey, you know, it's good for football, you know, because there's many times I go to the Alabama football games in September, and it's like 104 degrees, you know. People are falling out everywhere, fainting, and it's crazy. But, look, I'm ready for some Alabama football.
As we well know.
Woo. And of course, I hopefully be traveling to see Fresno State, only because I'm not going to pay $2,000 to go see them play Florida State in Atlanta. So we're going to buy some of those cheap tickets to go see Fresno State and Tuscaloosa. And hopefully, as soon as the game over, it's jumping the old F-150 and heading down to Fort Morgan, Alabama, to the beach club. I'm going to hang out for about a week down there and maybe see some sharks. And that way I can run out of the water like a 12-year-old girl screaming.
If I can get you in the water, that is.
Hey, look. It just freaks me out when I see people go in the ocean. I mean, like, they're, you know, okay, so I'm standing on the sandbar. Dude, you're like a quarter of a mile out, and there's sharks everywhere, man. You're nothing but shark bait. That just freaks me out when I see people do that. It really does.
But you don't freak out too much when I'm out there. Well, but you do make sure you keep your eyes on me the whole time. I notice that.
Well, look, if you're crazy enough to go out there.
I'm crazy enough to go
out
there.
I'm not.
I know.
So,
I know.
The pool is the way to go.
I know. You tease me all the time because on Facebook you'll say she's already in the water.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah. It is because I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I can remember a few years back I was at Fort Morgan. And just happened to look, and maybe 10 feet, and that was it. And there was a shark. I mean, and the fin sticking out. And I'm like, yeah, that's freaking me out. I'm sitting here with my adult beverage and my suntan lotion because I'm white as a ghost, and I'm not getting near that shark, okay?
Beverage might have had you freaking out a little bit too much. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm always freaking out when it comes to sharks.
I know, and spiders and snakes.
Look, I hate snakes. My gosh, that is... Spiders are okay, but...
No, they're not.
Look, I can swat a spider and kill it, but I can't swat a snake and kill it.
I have to tease you about the snake.
Oh, my God. Hey, so check this out. I'm looking at Facebook the other day, and I don't know if it was somewhere local, but Grandma, no lie, Grandma kills 13 rattlesnakes with a hoe.
Uh-uh.
Yes, she does, and has them all lined up.
Oh, she's bad to bone.
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if she's near me... I'm standing behind her.
I'm telling you.
Grandma whack you with a hoe and kill 13 rattlesnakes? Yeah, that's That's a woman right there.
She's,
now.
She's probably killed a few in her day, too.
Don't you know it? And could you see Big D with a hoe and a snake? Like, I would throw the hoe down and start running.
Well, I got tickled. I got tickled at Christopher Greer's wife. Our snake story. That was hilarious.
Yes, I remember.
Bless
that.
Her heart.
So she whips out a nice gun and shoots it, and then shoots it 84 more times. And, hey, guess what? It's finally dead. So, hey, look, you want to talk about the... It seems like the common Rex and Coleman here lately. Man, what's up with that?
Ooh, I don't know. I follow Mike K's, Mad Dog Mike's, and he's always posting another wreck, another wreck, another wreck. I mean, it's like every other day.
What's up with Mad Dog? Does he just have like one of them little scanners sitting by his barbecue joint and listen to it all day? Because he can tell you about the wrecks now.
Yeah, and I think that he just pays attention, and there's so many people coming in and out of the store that, you know, see things and pay attention to their surroundings. And actually, always that's been a pretty dangerous place, you know.
Oh, right there where he's at is horrible. I mean, I almost so I'm going to work at 2:30 in the morning, like 2 weeks ago, and I'm at that red light. Granted, you got to know there's hills on both sides of that red light, and here comes an 18-wheeler chicken truck, and I see he's doing about 70 miles an hour, and the light turns yellow for him and then red. I never moved. Because if I did, I was dead within a second. Mm. So here he comes, and he just kept on going. So I sat there until he went by. But, man, what a horrible intersection at Berlin that is. It's just, I don't know what you can even do about that. I don't know.
Well, you can really tell that school's going back. Because, like, today when I was in town, traffic is bumper to bumper. It was like, you know how you say on Fridays?
Right.
How when you come into Coleman from... Coming from Scottsboro, how so many people are in Coleman. It was like that. It was like massive people today.
It's almost like we got an increase in population. What's up with that?
Well, I don't know if it's just
small town Coleman. It's crazy.
You know, the back-to-school rush or whatever.
I don't know.
But, wow.
It's all them new little bumpers they're putting in the road is what it is.
I'm telling you. They're like,
Everybody's freaking out. And they're going slow.
Daniel can't do no U-turns.
So, but I don't know really where they're putting all those little divider things at. I don't know, you know, because I just seen it over here on like 278 and 31 going by the park. I don't know if there's other places that they're doing
that.
Let's
pray they don't put them other places, and that's the only highway we have to deal with it that they're on. Can we be that lucky?
Man,
I
no.
Mean, I'm not knocking the city or anything. I just wonder how much they thought out this process.
I don't know. But I'm sure there's some engineer that had a good reason for it to happen. I don't know what it is. But, you know, the thing is, you get so used to small town Coleman the way it is, and then once they start doing things, it just drives people insane because it's not their normal Mayberry routine thing. And but yeah, I mean, I have to admit it kind of freaks me out because I'm afraid that I'm going to hit one of them things as soon as I pull up there. It's crazy.
Well, you know, all I can say is use your blinkers, stay at least a car away from the car in front of you, pay attention to what you're doing, and if there's a divider, don't try to turn and do a U-ey like me.
I'm sure there's going to be another 20, 30, 40 people that's going to just forget about those dividers and just turn. And
well, the red
that's going to be funny.
The red lights are longer, too, it seems. I know I was coming around the backside by Mr. Stevens over there on that side. I come around the block there and came up where that new divider is, right by the parking deck.
By the parking deck.
It seemed like forever and a day before that red light would let me turn left. I was like, really? Did they like change the timing or something on the red lights because they put the dividers now? Yeah.
Hey, look, does it ever drive you crazy whenever you go into a town and you can see 18 red lights directly in front of you and they're all unsynced? Boy, that just drives. And so you're stopping like 16 times.
I've done that before.
That drives me insane.
In Virginia, they're like every 200 yards, and you have a red light. One's green, one's red. And the red lights are on the side. They're not. You know how we are in Alabama.
Yeah, yeah.
They're on the side. They're on the. You know. And that's annoying, especially when you're driving a stick and you got a gear down and you're pushing a 30.
Well, what happens if you're cockeyed?
There'll be no cockeyed.
I mean, seriously,
there will be
sound.
No cockeyed.
No cockeyed drivers in Virginia. Hey, look, we're going to go to a break, come back. Man, the show is flying by, I swear.
Really is.
So, look, I don't even know what we're going to talk about the last part of the show, but it's going to be something funny, I guarantee you. You're listening to Big D and Danielle on Understanding the Law on Live 95.5. Coleman's the Independent Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Welcome back. Live 95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. You're listening to Understanding the Law, a show taking your questions about how the law affects you. A show that is a deep discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office and how the system of law works right here in Coleman County. If you have a question about the law, give us a call here at the Live 95 studio at 256-737-9505. This program is made possible by the support of local Coleman attorney Melvin Hastings. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, once again, here's your host for Understanding the Law, Big D, Daryl Netherly.
Welcome back to Understanding the Law with Danielle, executive producer of not only Understanding the Law, but also the Big D Radio Show, Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. So, hey, look, I'm just going to do some quick announcements. Tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., we're going to have a Swamp John's dinner at the Coleman Elks Lodge for Saving Forgotten Warriors. So make sure that you go up there between 3 p.m., 6 p.m. Ladies, do not cook dinner tomorrow. Let your husband run by Coleman Elks Lodge and buy a plate. It's $12 a plate. Chicken, shrimp, and fish, and or you can do a combination of all three. So, and they always have fries and hush puppies. Tea, usually, and something sweet for you to eat. So, we actually went to West Point High School last Friday, maybe, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Last Friday. I think they were having something for the band, maybe. I think it was uniforms for the band or something. I'm not sure. But anyway, look, if you ever ate Swamp John's, you know how delicious it is. And usually, if it's in Coleman, I'm going. So, I mean, it's just some great food. The guys from Red Bay, Alabama, they know how to cook the fish and the shrimp and the chicken. It's just delicious. So if you do have time to help us out with Saving Forgotten Warriors, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow, Coleman Elks Lodge. Also, last week on the Big D Radio Show, we had Jackie Ridgway and Dale Ball from the Elks Lodge in here talking about the cornhole tournament. It's going to be this Saturday. So it's like a $40 entry fee if you have a team of two to enter the tournament. And or you can pick up a partner there to actually play as your partner. And I think it seemed like it was $5. But I think they're going to have some different things going on. They're going to have food up there. I forgot what else they had. Some drawings.
Mm-hmm. Tell everybody where it's located.
At the Coleman's Elk Lodge. It's like, I'm taking a guess, 1634 Brantley Avenue, going Highway 31 North, if everyone knows where the old Cadillac place was, which is now below Car Clinic. And if you'll just actually look to the right up the hill, you'll see the Coleman Elk Lodge building right there. So, you know, if you are good at cornhole, which I don't know if I am because I've never played, even though I have brand new cornhole boards at my house, and I am going to break them out soon and start playing. Hey, that's going to be a lot of fun. So there is a first place and second place prize. I think it's cash money, which is going to be some of the entry fees that people pay to get in. So, I mean, if you go up there and get first place, you, who knows, you may end up with a couple $100 in your pocket.
I'd like to make a wager with you.
You can't make a wager when I've never even played, so.
Well, you know.
And of course, I'm not going to say, well, look, it's easy. You just have to throw this bag in this hole. I guarantee you it's hard.
I bet
it's not easy at all.
I played a little bit, but not enough to say that I would be really good at it.
I guess the question is, did you even hit the board?
Well, of course I did. I can shoot a gun, can I?
Yeah, what kind of gun was that anyway?
It wasn't, I don't know. I've shot a gun.
It shot like, what did it shoot at? Like the little, it wasn't styrofoam, cork, I think, little cork things. So we're at the Ava Maria Grotto at the Bloomin' Festival, and I pay like $3, and Danielle gets this little gun and shoots the
eyeballs out of it.
I don't know if it was a pie tin or what, but she wins a marshmallow shooter, okay? That's a big word for a piece of PVC pipe. That's all it is. That was painted pink. And she walks around shooting everybody with little marshmallows for like 3 weeks until it's finally thrown away, I think.
No, it's in the cabinet.
Oh, is it?
I'm saving it for that one night when you come around the corner and I just, there you go.
So look, also a $5,000 drawdown at the Coleman Elks Lodge. And I believe it's going to be something like August 18th, 19th that they're actually going to draw for this. You can buy tickets there at the Coleman Elks Lodge. Dale Ball, she's selling these tickets also. It's $50 a ticket, and I believe there was a limit of like 250 tickets that were being sold. So there's going to be one lucky winner. And look, I need to go buy me a ticket too. About $50 may turn me into $5,000. You never know. And look, that means I don't have to drive to Tunica. I can just sit here and let them hand me $5,000 cash.
Well, I'd like to do a shout out to Miss Ball. Thank you for her invite after the show the other night. She's such a sweet lady, and we will put the information on what's happening in Coleman of all three of these events tomorrow, and we'll run them until the events are over.
Yep, that'd be cool. So yeah, with Dale Ball invited us over to the Elks Lodge last Thursday night, and went over there and had some Kool-Aid and hung out for a little bit, and yeah. Then it was time to go home, go to bed. Getting up at 2:30 in the morning is crazy when you have my work schedule. So make sure you check out the Elks Lodge. They're actually having like an open enrollment in September and October, to where they're going to waive the $75 fee, and they're only going to charge you $1. And I believe she was telling us that their yearly fee is only like $120, and that's it. And they do so much charity work in Coleman. It's unbelievable. I mean, the events that they do for the kids in the schools, free dictionaries, gifts. I think it was from like, I don't know if it was pre-K or something, but they have so many kids that come up at Christmas time. Santa Claus comes in on a helicopter with all these gifts. Man, that just, you know what, that fires me up. Look, anytime I see Santa Claus, it fires me up, okay? I don't care where it's at, man. I'm just...
You'd make a good Santa Claus. We just have to put some hair on you.
Knee slapper.
Yeah, he's bad, by the way.
Look, I think I'd make a good Santa.
I do think you'd make a good Santa.
I would.
I do.
I could poke my belly out just a little bit more than what it already is. Look, no lie, I would be a good Santa.
You really would be a good Santa. I agree. And you love kids.
I love kids.
So.
Kids are a weakness, man. I just love kids. And, you know, they are our future. And, you know what fires me up even more? to see kids at church praising his name. Is there anything better than that?
No.
Absolutely not, man. It just fires me up when I see little kids at church. You know, especially if you got a little program going on and they're singing and they're doing their dance. That just fires me up. I can sit there and watch that all the time.
So I know it's just me and Daryl hanging out tonight, Big T, but I want to say thank you for everyone who supports our shows.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I really do. I just want to tell you thank you as our shows have grown. I know that the Understanding the Law show has been very educational for people.
It has.
And the Big D show is just crazy.
But, you know, it's just so many people, they have questions. And, you know, most of the time you go to an attorney's office, you're going to pay some money just to get something answered. So here with Melvin, he's glad to put this show on and to give free advice, you know, and to also let you know that he has an avenue that you can come to him and or any other attorney. Excuse me. Melvin's, he's not the type that want to, you know, have everybody come to his office. I mean, he's just fair game, you know. Get you a lawyer, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's the good thing about Melvin.
Melvin is probably one of the finest men I've ever met.
He is.
And he upholds the law in such a way. He doesn't sugarcoat anything.
No. He's straightforward, and he's going to tell you exactly what's probably going to happen and not sugarcoat anything, not try to take your money from you. And he's a shoot straighter.
I think what one of the most amazing things about him is that he always will first come in and say there's two sides to every story.
Tells me that every week.
And I love that about him because there is always two sides to every story. Is. What's right is kind of in the middle, always.
Yeah.
And with law, it's a compromise.
And I know there's a lot of sad situations. And I guess the things that I get fired up about so much that I can't stand, even if I was an attorney, is the repeat offenders, even though I know I'm still getting paid because, you know, John Boy's over here getting in trouble. But when he comes back to my law office 2 years later and he's in trouble again, holy smoke, man. You know, I know there's always repeat things that goes on in your life, but sometimes you just have to learn your lesson to not do the things that you're doing and straighten up. I mean, that's the bottom line. Straighten up, be the man or woman that you are, and you know, when we're adults, we make adult decisions that should be correct. So that's the only thing that I get on my little war path when Melvin and I are talking, and he's talking about all these different cases that's going on.
Well, you know, he's so used to seeing the same repeat offenders.
I know. Same repeat offenders.
And, like, when you go to court, open court, it's like, yeah, I've heard that name half a dozen times. You saw that person a half a dozen times. It's like, you know how you are. Here we go. Yeah. It's here we go, Daryl.
I don't know. It just drives me crazy. And I guess I'm the same way when it comes to judges, you know, because you have a few select judges in every city or county. And they see the same people all the time. And I know that they show them mercy so many times, probably more so than they would with Judge Nethery. Because I don't think that I would just put up with much. You know, it's almost like a parenting class that you're going, all right, hey, look, now you got to straighten up, son. No, that's enough. You done give them too many chances. It's time to grow up, you know. So that's what fires me up so much. So, look, and also, one other thing. What is up with all these people getting out of jail here lately? I mean, so we have the, and I'm not going to be funny, really, because I didn't read the whole story, but the peanut butter story with the inmates in Jasper, Alabama.
I kind of heard, and
I believe there was 13 inmates that escaped at one time. Now, granted, they got all of them. There's probably not many places in Walker County where you can hide, and or if you're going down to Wesley's to grab an adult beverage. And I know that was funny, by the way, if you know anything where Wesley's is at. But, you know, and I've heard just recently, though, some other people, what's this called, work detail?
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, I've seen it within the last week or two. People are just walking off. Mm-hmm. How can you walk off? I thought you were being supervised.
Well, you are.
Oh, my goodness.
Security's easy to get by, Daryl.
Gee, you know what I do? I'd probably put shackles on all of them.
But you know, if they want out, they can get out.
Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't matter.
It's, yeah, but I know. But you're giving them easy access if they're not shackled together.
Do you know what happens?
I mean, come on.
You know what they're charged with?
I don't know what they're charged with.
Escape.
All right, so they're charged with escape. They're going right back in. So now they're probably not going to get the privilege to go weed eat again until next year. I mean, it's just insane. But look, my theory, the Big D theory is if you are in a city jail, or if you're in a county jail, you're going to work, bottom line. Now, if it's just raining like crazy and you can't go outside, understandable. If it's nice weather, you're going outside and you're going to work and you're going to do community service. Even if we pay them a dollar a day or a dollar an hour, whatever it is, you're going to work. Because I don't want to spend my tax dollars to let them sit, watch TV, and or whatever else these things that they do in jail. I don't know. I've never been in jail. Thank goodness, knock on wood. I've never been arrested in my life. But it just drives me crazy that these people need to be doing something. And if they have time at night, let's give them an education. You know, let's give them some books. You know, let's have an instructor there to help them out. You know, let's rehabilitate as much as we can while they're in there, because that's exactly what they need.
Well, they do offer that, but they're not forced to do that. So it's on a volunteer basis.
Well, if I was the law, then they would do it.
But with that said, they have more privileges sometimes in jail or the penitentiary than they do you and I being free.
That's crazy.
But it's true.
You know, and I don't know. I've never been in a prison, but, you know, I mean, watching it on TV, I mean, you see these guys, and they've got weight rooms, and they've got this, and they've got that, and some of them probably has the internet, for all I know.
Oh, I'm sure. They have access to Facebook.
Yeah, look, and, you know, they get cell phones smuggled in all the time.
Happens daily.
Through most likely correctional officers a lot of times, because, I mean, how many times have you seen it where correctional officers are getting busted and or arrested for smuggling in cell phones to prisoners as well as other things? So it's just crazy. And I know they're checked, but look, they're not checked too good. I mean, if you've got this many people with cell phones in prison, and they're just yapping it up until one of the officers comes by and they hide it for a few minutes, and then they're back on the phone. So things like that drives me crazy. And I hate talking about it, because I always go on a rant whenever I do talk about it. And it just drives me insane.
A little bit fired up.
But it just, I mean, I just can't understand why we just let them just sit there when there's plenty of work that needs to be done. And, you know, as the saying goes, make Alabama the beautiful. Well, let's make it the beautiful by making these guys go out and clean these roads and any other places that needs to be cleaned.
Have you ever been driving through the state of Florida and seen the work crew from Florida?
Have not. Never been to Florida to see a work crew.
Their officers are on horses. So when they're on...
See, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's true. When they're on work detail, they do the work detail usually on the turnpikes and things like that.
That's awesome. You know, and you think they probably do that in Texas too, be on all the police officers on horses. And hey, look, try to escape and I got this lasso. Mm-hmm. So not only are you going to get lassoed and you get away, but you're probably going to get a stun gun on you, too, or something.
True.
Whew. Look, I've never been hit with one of those stun guns, but I bet they wake you up a little bit, don't
listen,
they?
I tase myself.
My nephew, actually, he done it himself, too, and, you know, he was acting like, oh, it ain't nothing. But, yeah, let me tell you something. It hurt. I know it did.
mine is the way you turn it on, and
yeah.
I tase myself.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, I bet that would make the hair stand up on top of my head.
You know how, like, you've touched a live wire?
Yeah.
Multiplied a few times.
Yeah, that's crazy. Look, the show is already over. Danielle, thank you for sitting in with me. And we hate that Melvin couldn't make it, but hopefully next Tuesday he'll be in studio. You can check us out Thursday night, 6:30 p.m., the Big D Radio Show. Pastor Bobby Hill is going to be here.
Danny and Chanda Sterling
from Hope Changes Everything, a nonprofit organization out of Hansville that does a lot of handouts with clothing and food. Christopher Greer is going to be here, and Saving Forgotten Warriors. Jeremy Hogan should be in possibly with some of his crew. So we will catch you then. Thank you for being tuned in to Understanding the Law with Big D and Danielle. We will catch you next time. God bless you, and most importantly, God bless America. We'll see you next time.
Good job, babe.
Providing Coleman with a unique blend of music from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Coleman. All right.